You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Legislation is currently going through Parliament which would force all councils to have binding referendums on Māori wards instead of the previous process which has allowed each council to determine if they have wards themselves. I chat with Lotta Fully about the potential of Māori ward referendums, as well as renewed discussions in Auckland Council about a new Auckland stadium. I started by asking if Auckland Council has made a submission on Māori ward referendums.
Yes, we have, and we've submitted an opposition to the bill, and Councillors Alphilippina and Councillor Leone will speak or have spoken on behalf of Auckland Council to the Select Committee.
What did this submission entail?
Basically, we oppose the bill because, like many other councils around the country and many other mayors around the country, we think that this proposal is highly discriminatory against Māori. The bill, you know, proposes to reintroduce referendums which will overturn a decision around Māori wards, but only Māori wards. It doesn't affect any other type of ward that might be set up by a local government and doesn't propose overturning any other decision by council as well. So it's, one, it's discriminatory against Māori, and two, it's an overreach of central government's powers. So it's like central government creating a way to overturn a local government decision, and we just think that that's absolutely wrong.
My next question was going to be, is the government overstepping on council authority? But clearly they are, right? Clearly they're overreaching.
Yes, and I mean, That isn't an opinion just held by us, Auckland Council, and, you know, I acknowledge that we are the biggest council in the country, but it's held by the majority of councils. And I think you've seen recently on the news quite tense interactions between different councillors from up and down the country of all different persuasions, so progressive left as well as centrist and right-wing councils have presented to the Select Committee and made it really clear that fundamentally this is an overreach of central government powers. And we haven't really had an example like this where central government has overturned or created a way to overturn a local government decision, you know, and so fundamentally that's wrong.
If this legislation comes through, could a referendum on Māori wards be something on the cards for Auckland Council?
Yeah, it could, because it only requires 5% of electors in a local area to force a binding referendum. And we've seen that happen throughout history. You know, when the ability to have Māori wards was introduced, I think back in 2001, 24 councils attempted to do that. But because of those referendums, only two councils were ever successful in getting Māori wards. And it was only once those referendums were taken out in 2021, I think, that councils have been able to put forward Māori wards and successfully have Māori wards. So if Auckland ever gets to a point where we introduce Māori wards, and I hope we do, this bill, if it goes through as law, it will just create a very easy way for a small number of electors in Auckland to force us to have a binding referendum. And we know that voter turnout is low, and we know that voter turnout, generally speaking, is one sector of our community dominates that voting pool.
And Auckland Council could potentially get a new stadium. Why is this something the Auckland Council is discussing?
I think we've been discussing that for decades and decades. It's an issue that seems to come up every single term. And look, we've had unsolicited proposals come forward, so as a council we do have to consider them. So we had four unsolicited bids come forward recently, and so the council has just gone through a process to consider those, and we've whittled it down to two proposals going forward.
Is this something many Aucklanders have set as a key priority?
I wouldn't say that that's true, but we haven't tested that yet, I guess. You know, I think I couldn't say that we've got any evidence to say yes or no at this stage. But like I said, this topic seems to come up every single term. And I recall that last term or two terms ago, you know, $1 million was spent on a plan for a stadium that ultimately went nowhere. But I think when we look at the fact that we've got a cost of living crisis and we've got all these other issues coming up around potential divides in our community on race-based, because of race-based issues, I do think that a stadium, a multi-million, possibly multi-billion dollar stadium, is probably quite low down on the priority list for most Aucklanders.
And this is perhaps rehashing old discourse points, but almost to what you're saying, will this take away from money that could be invested in things like our broken transport system or more obviously into more local art scenes?
Yeah, it could potentially. At this stage, Auckland Council is not committing any ratepayer money to the process. So the two groups that have been asked to present their feasibility studies, they have to self-fund those. So they have to pay for those themselves. And then going forward, we'll consider those proposals. But yeah, it could possibly mean in the future, so not in this step of the process, because this step of the process is self-funded by the two groups. But it could mean in the future that Auckland might be considering diverting funds that could go to other very important areas to this project.
That was Councillor Lotu Fully on Māori wards and discussions of a new Auckland stadium.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.